I'm Josh Carey.
And I'm Chef Tom Jackson.
And you're listening to Cooking with Fire.
This week, we're going to be talking about cold smoking.
Let's get started.
This is Cooking with Fire, a global exploration of barbecue from KMUW.
A quick shout out before we get started with today's episode. Thanks to Eric and Adam for emailing us with some suggestions for recipes and just thanking us for the podcast in general. I haven't been good about checking that email and a few slipped by over the past month, so I'm sorry guys, it won't happen again.
It means a lot that people will take the time to send in any kind of message to us, and we're noting your suggestions and we'll be adding them in the future, either here on the podcast or on our YouTube channel. And if you'd like to shoot us an email, you can send it to cookingwithfirepodcast@gmail.com.
With that out of the way, let's talk about cold smoking. It's a fantastic technique that so often gets overlooked, yet it's a great way to add complex flavors to dishes you can't normally smoke, and it's a fun way to use your grill or smoker other than its intended use.
We're going to be giving you not so much a recipe, but the general steps for creating great cold smoked cheese at home. But the same methods can be used for things like salt, nuts, or even something like ice cream, which we'll touch on later.
But first, a little history on cold smoking. Cold smoking is a technique that, as far as we can tell, was developed accidentally. Early humans would build fires in their homes, and without perfect ventilation, smoke would roll into the hut and gather at the top. Early humans didn't have the luxury of driving over to their favorite butcher for meat, or like we sometimes do, just order it online, so they would kill, butcher, and hang meat in their home to dry it out for preservation.
The smoke from their fires would start to slowly smoke the meat with what we now call cold smoke. This is smoke that is between 68 and 86 degrees Fahrenheit, and they started to notice that these foods not only took on new flavors, but were preserved further.
As meat curing science continued to develop, cold smoking stuck around as a traditional final step after meats were either salt packed or brined in a salt solution to cure them. This adds complex flavors that simple curing can't, and smoked foods have their place in just about every culture these days, including lamb and fish that is cold smoked using dried sheep dung in Iceland, which may be one of the more off-putting ideas we've talked about on this podcast, but I have heard from several friends that it is very tasty.
Traditional cold smoking is done with meats that have been able to cure and then air dry, forming a pellicle, just like the ham in our Christmas episode. But today we want to talk about how you can introduce smoke to simple foods that will add new flavors to your meals.
So let's cut out to Chef Tom on the All Things Barbecue Teaching Kitchen patio and let him walk you through the first steps of cold smoking cheese.
All right, well, I am standing in front of our smoker out on the patio outside our teaching kitchen and getting ready to turn this thing on. I have with me a few blocks of cheese. We're gonna be cold smoking some Munster, some cheddar, and some Gouda today. But the first thing I'm going to do is turn on our pellet grill. And what that's gonna allow me to do is circulate some air through this smoker. With this specific grill, I don't actually have to produce any heat to run the fans, and this is ideal for cold smoking. All right, to actually produce the smoke, we'll be using a perforated stainless steel tube that I'm filling with wood pellets. And these are 100% wood, no binder, so all we're getting is wood flavor out of this. I will fill the tube up and go ahead and light the end of it with a torch. All right, the pellets are ignited. I'll go ahead and let them burn for a minute before blowing them out, and then this will slowly smolder back, producing the smoke flavor we want on our cheese. So I'm gonna go ahead and place my cheese on the second shelf of this cooker so the smoke rolls right over it, and the fan is going to push the smoke across the cheese and out the chimney, moving it constantly so we don't have to worry about getting that acrid, bitter smoke flavor. At this point, we just need to let this roll for a couple of hours.
Okay, so the cheese is on the smoker and the tube is lit. We're getting smoke on the cheese and it will take 2 to 3 hours to get it where we want. But what if you don't have a grill that has built-in fans like we do? Well, it's actually very simple.
Go to a big box store and pick up a small portable battery-powered fan that you can place in your chamber. This will create a draft that will keep your wood chips or pellets burning and also allow the smoke to flow over the cheese and out of the chamber. You don't want any of that buildup of white smoke, as I said before, and a $10 fan is all you need to fix that problem.
Now, beyond cheese, we mentioned a few other items you could cold smoke, and two of our favorites are nuts and salt. Now, unlike cheese, these could also be smoked hot like you would meat, but the flavor will be different, so you can try it a few ways to see which one you like best. But what about other items like greens that you want to keep raw for a salad or even ice cream? Yes, you can cold smoke those too.
One thing to remember is that when cold smoking, you want as little heat to get to the food as possible. And with something like ice cream, you need the chamber to be as cold as you can get it. One trick when cold smoking when it isn't 11 degrees out like it was today is that you can put a disposable aluminum pan filled with ice water in the chamber to keep the temperatures down. Just keep an eye on the ice and refill it as necessary.
Let's cut back to Chef Tom as he finishes up our cold smoked cheese.
All right, our cheese has been on for about 2.5 hours. We can see it's taken on some color. And of course, it's risen in temperature a little bit. So what I want to do at this point is take it out of the smoker, place it in the refrigerator uncovered so it can cool down. Now, the reason that we want to cool the cheese down uncovered is because the next step of the process requires us to put it into a vacuum sealed bag. And we don't want any excess moisture in there that might cause bacterial growth. Because this is going to sit in the fridge for about a week before it's mellow enough to actually eat. Right now, that smoke flavor is super harsh. So now I can go ahead and place it in my vacuum sealed bag. And then we'll take it over to the chamber vac and suck all the air out of here and get it back into the fridge. All right, out of the vacuum chamber and into the fridge for a week.
That does it for this episode.
And as always, don't forget to head over to kmuw.org to get the full recipe for today's cook.
Thank you guys so much for listening. If you have any recipes you'd like us to cook or anything you want covered on the show, email us at cookingwithfirepodcast@gmail.com and join us next time when Chef Tom and I cure and smoke pastrami from scratch.